have a question. What is the mark of Cain?
You know, Joe, that to me is a question that makes me shudder because I don't know. The Bible doesn't say. I'll tell you what we do know. I don't believe that the Lord went and put a big check on Cain's forehead. I don't believe that the Lord tattooed 666 or anything like that on Cain. The word mark did not always mean a visible emblem. The word mark sometimes meant a distinguishing difference. It might have been an aura about that person. For instance, you ever heard the expression, that's a marked man?
Yes.
Okay. That doesn't mean they've got a big red check on their forehead. That means that there is a curse attached to that person. This is maybe a crude illustration, but Charles Manson, who has been an outwardly professed devil worshiper, he's got 666 in his forehead. The other prisoners, I was preaching at a prison 2 weeks ago for the whole week. The other prisoners at the prison where he resides, they won't touch him. And it's like he's got the mark of Cain. They say, if you mess with him, you're going to have the curse of the devil on you. And so people in the prisons, that may change someday, but thus far, they've not touched him, even though physically he's not very imposing. Because they say, hey, you know, there's something about him that you're going to be cursed by the devil if you mess with him. And when the Lord said that he put a mark on Cain, I don't think it was anything necessarily a visible mark. I think that there was just some kind of a taboo aura that went with him. And everybody heard this pronouncement of God that whoever kills Cain, whoever bothers Cain, he'll be punished sevenfold.
Or just a sickness of the soul. But I've always wondered, because you see it, you hear about it and you see it mentioned, and it never could I find out anywhere in reading the Bible what it was.
You know, I've done a thorough study, and it does not specify exactly what that mark was. I could make something up now, but I want to be honest.
I'm thinking that maybe it wasn't defined deliberately.
Well, you know, I do want to draw a connection, though. In the beginning of the Bible, you've got one brother killing the other brother because of the way the other brother worshipped and that God received him, and he receives a mark, an evil mark. You go to the end of the Bible, and it says one group is going to persecute another group because of the way they worship, and they're going to try and get everyone to worship like them. See, the Bible says Cain's worship was not accepted. He was worshiping his own way, man-made worship. And that's what happens in Revelation. It's the beast, and people get the mark of the beast.
Yeah.
So you see a similarity, and they're both claiming to be Christian religions in the end. You know, Jesus said, those that kill you will think they're serving God, just like Saul from persecuted Christians. So there's a very interesting parallel that goes all the way from Genesis to Revelation.
Yeah, it does. I hadn't connected those quite that way.
You know, Amazing Facts has a lesson, Joe. We don't give it to everybody. It's called the Mark of the Beast. If you ask for that, they'll send that to you, and it sheds a little more light on the mark of Cain, okay?
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
God bless.
Thanks for the call, Joe. That number is 1-800-835-6747. Ask for the Mark of the Beast.